1 in the laws of prayers, and we're up to chapter 123, Kuf Chav Gimel. And this talks about Dine HaKriyas B'Simut Ches Brachas. This is talking about the laws of bowing at the end when you finish the 18 blessings. Uboy Heisifim. There are Uboy Chesifim. There are 8 subsections over here in this chapter. Chapter 1. Sif Aleph. Hamispalil tzorich sheyifsa gimel psiyus lachoyrov. When you pray, the one who prays needs to step back 3 steps. When you're done the prayer, you got to step back 3 steps. Kederach sheniftarim lifnei hamelach. Just as the way you do when you leave the king, you step backwards. Ba'achach yitein sholim. And afterwards, you give peace or goodbye. I mean, shalom. You know, you say so. You say after that you v'im lo yoseh kein. If you don't do so, is kilu leis palas. If you didn't daven. So if you don't step back, the 3 prayers. If you didn't daven, that's how important it is to step back. V'noisin shalom tchila l'smaylei. First, you say shalom to your left. Now, just so you know the rule, Oseh Shalom, you say a lot of time in Kaddish and in that. So you always, the only time you do it is by the Amidah, as we'll see in a minute, by the Amidah. When you say Oseh Shalom, you do first the left and the right and then the middle. But every other time you go right, left, and the middle. He's going to say it here. So here, Nosin Shalom, Tchila Lismayla. First you go to your left. Shu Yimin Hashchina Hashruya Negdoi B'tzeis Menat Tfilah, which happens to be the right of the divine, which is standing opposite, because you're standing Hashem in front of Hashem, so Hashem is sort of in front of you, right? So that's Hashem's right hand. When you're doing your left, you're turning to sort of Hashem's, the divine's right side. And then you bow to your right side, which is the left of the divine. So as is like this. When you say one who does peace in the heavens, then you tilt your head to the left side. He should do peace on us. Then you tilt your head to the right side.
To the center.
No. Then I'll call you Shalom Romanus to the center.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say Oseh Shalom when you are stepping back. Afterwards, first you step back 3 steps, and then you say Oseh Shalom b'mram of Yaseh Shalom aleinu b'kol Yisrael b'mein. B'koydem shepeseya, before you step back, yesh le'lichroya, you should bend, you should kneel, you should bow. B'yivsa hagimul psiyas Bikriya achas, and you should step the 3 steps while you're still bent, with one bend, not again, just bend once. While you're bent, before you stand up straight, yitain shalom lismoilay ulimina. Then you should give to the left and the right. So basically, so you're when you finish the Amida, you're bent down. Right, and you step down 3 times, and then you say Oseh Shalom Imramav, Oseh Shalom Aleinu, I'll call you Shalom Rame, and then you stand up. So you start, you're bending down, and then you step back, and then you stand up again. V'hurgulu l'shtachves achach lifnei Hashem ke'eved anifter merabe. And then it was people got used to. Bow afterwards, like a servant who is leaving his master. So after doing the tilting the head and everything else, you sort of make a bow and like saying goodbye from the master. V'nogu loymer acharkach, and the custom is to say following that, yirotzin sheibana beis hamikdash chulu. Let it be Hashem's will that the Beis Hamikdash will be built. Why? Because ki atfila b'makom ha'avodah. Because prayer is substitutes for the service of the karbanot, of the service in the temple. That's why we are asking al hamikdash. We're asking for the beis hamikdash. Nuchal lasis avoid the mamish, so that we can actually do the service, actual service. Here we're doing lip service. We're doing just praying, and over there we can actually do the actual avoda. So we're asking for Hashem to give us the actual avoda. What?
That's a pun almost.
Yeah. Yeah, subsection 2, base. Misha Moisiv al Gimel Psi is one who adds to the three steps. Let's say he wants to do five steps. Yurahi, that's arrogance. Shanira Kichayla covered the Shechina Yeser Mishar Bnei Adam, because then you appear to giving honor to the divine more than everybody else, than the rest of the people. So just do it like everybody else does. Subsection 3. Wherever the three steps end, stay there. Don't go back to your place until the leader of the services comes to Kedusha. Stay back there. Talking about Shachris. For if you go right away back, then you are compared to a student who left his teacher. Upasal achir, it went backwards. V'chayser miyad, and then you're going right back. So then at the end, it proves in the beginning, shalei pasal achir of k'dei lipter mena. So you didn't really go backwards in order to say goodbye, because here you're coming right back. Avol k'shemagia shleich tzibur l'kedusha, but when the shleich tzibur comes to Kedusha, nira l'koil shechoyzer b'shvil l'kedusha. So it's apparent to everybody, you're going back to because of Kedusha. So just don't go back, because otherwise you're sort of undoing your steps back, because it's almost like you didn't step back because you're coming back. But when you come back for Kedusha, it's apparent that you're doing for Kedusha, that's okay. But yes, Shemrim, other people say, Shema she'ischil shleich tzibur l'spal b'kol ram, that from the time that the shleich tzibur starts with a loud voice, I mean the repetition, so then you're allowed to go back to your place, because it's apparent to everybody that is going back, so that he can have in mind what the shliach tzibur says. So as soon as he starts the repetition, you can go back. You don't have to wait till for kedusha. That's the second opinion. And the shliach tzibur by himself, yochid lachzer miyad min hadin, he can go back immediately. From halacha, the shliach tzibur doesn't have to wait; he can go right back. Shenira lekoil sheoytzi kain kidei lahoytzi rabbi midei chavosim, because it's evident to everybody that the reason he's going back is so that he can fulfill the many their obligation. That's why he's going back, to do it in a loud voice to fulfill for the other people their obligation. But the custom is to wait the time that it takes to walk 4 amas. That's the time that you wait while you're stepping back, and then you go back. And also a individual who davens by himself without the minyan, sufficient, it's sufficient to wait what it takes to walk 4 amas, according to this idea that you can go back, you can go back at the beginning of the Amida when he starts saying, but in this case you can go back after 4 Amas. Abel, if he's for a Rishayna, but according to the first idea, Yashemnim Shagam Yochid Amispalot Tzorich Lahamtin, some people say that even an individual who's davening needs to wait kishir sheyagiyu shas kedusha, as the amount that it would take for the shliach tzibur to reach to kedusha. Unless it's a situation where he has to have a second time, then when it is to make up a prayer, then according to all opinions, it's sufficient for him to wait just what it takes to walk 4 amas, because of the reason said in Kufay no more, because then it's ever apparent to everyone that he's going back to his place to go back and daven a second prayer. Same thing, you're going back to your place so that you can do nefilas apayim while you're sitting down. is commercial by Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, as it will say in the Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph and Shif Aleph. So that would be sufficient. So they require you to wait a little bit. And what do we do practically speaking? It's easy, you should take in consideration, worry about the first opinion. You know, you wait for the Shliach Tzibur till he reaches Kiddusha, or even yourself, stay back. Not just Dalar Amis, but stay back until the Shliach Tzibur will get to Kiddusha. That's the time you have to wait. B'chein noyagim, so is also the tradition. Abo b'mokoyim sheyesh doichik b'beis ha-knesses. But let's say there is squeezed in the shul, there's not enough place, you can stay back over there, v'yobay, demachloikas, and it's going to come to a fight over there, you're going to start, you know, my place, this place. Yochel, lachzel l'mokoyim v'yachpas achshad b'kul rom. Then you can go back to your place as soon as the shliach tzibur starts off with a loud voice. But it seems over here that according to all opinions, you at least have to wait for the Shliach Tzibur to start, because according to the first opinion, it says, first opinion, you have to wait till Kedusha. The second opinion only says that you can start when you're in shul. So I don't know, but people don't do that either. I don't know, we don't do that. In actuality, people finish their amida, they wait four amas, they go back. They don't even wait for the shlich tzibur to start. But it seems here that according to both opinions that the Alter Rebbe brings down over here, Chal says, let's go to the Shem. Abo b'mokoyim sheyesh derech b'shchanim b'vivol d'chiv v'chal b'kamei m'yad shepet l'shad b'kod ram. You have to wait when the shlich tzibur starts b'kod ram. K'she'emrim piyutim koydim kedusha. And when you say liturgy is before kedusha, the Dibra Hakel ain't Tzorich Lamed at Kedusha, Miyach Pasab Choram Chizlam Kamim. So then, according to all opinions, you don't have to wait till Kedusha, but you can, as soon as the Shliach Tzibur starts repetition, you can go back to your place. So basically, based on what we learned over here, at least when you step back, you have to wait till the Shliach Tzibur begins to the repetition before you go back to your place. That would be the better is to wait, according to other opinions, wait till. Till he comes back to Kedusha and go back for Kedusha, but otherwise at least when he starts, but just to wait for, but if you're davening by yourself, then at least wait the Hill of Dalai Lamas, I mean, or okay, according to at least to the second opinion, first opinion, wait till the Chazan would get to Kedusha. So I'm not sure, I mean, why people just go back. I mean, I usually wait till Kedusha myself, but I see everybody used to do is they wait, they go back and they wait Dalai Lamas, and then they go back, and they don't wait for the Chazan to start the repetition.
Because usually they sit down for a couple of seconds until the Chazan starts, and then they stand up again until.
I don't see that happens, but even so, why should they go back and sit down? I mean, it doesn't say here. It doesn't say that if you're tired, so you can go sit down. I don't know. It didn't say that.
If you finish davening,
it says to wait where you're standing until the Shliach Tzibur starts. So it says here. Okay, subsection 4. If one wishes, you can stand where you finished, and you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back to the place. Eventually, you have to go back to your place. You can just stay over there and leave. But others say you have to step 6 steps, 3 steps backwards, gimel lachayrav, 3 steps back, gimel b'shuv, and 3 when you come back to mekayme. You should go back to your place with 3 steps in front of you. The 3 steps you went back, you should take 3 steps front. Because of this reason, some people are particular. That no person should pass in front of them while they're standing backwards. So they don't want a person to pass in front of them. Because that will be an interruption between their 6 steps with a person walking in front of them. But nevertheless, he says, because they're so particular, they actually may end up making a mistake. Why? because they see somebody wants to walk in front of them, then they go back quickly to their place before they wait the time that was explained. So they're gonna rush back before the time. So basically, what he's saying, let him go in front of you, but don't let him interrupt you, but don't make sure not to spend the time that you need over there.
What if it's really crowded and you're against the wall?
In the back?
Yeah. So there's no place to stay.
To walk back. Good question. I guess you walk sideways. But you should leave a little space. But I guess in those stuff, you try the best. You climb on the walls backwards.
I mean, at the hotel, it can be very crowded.
You step on somebody else's foot. You step on the wall. I don't know. Okay, that's it. Subsection 4. We're up to 5. Yochid shem ispalo b'tzibur. If an individual who's playing with a minion, b'sim tefilos ekoyim l'tzibur, he finished his prayer before the community, ein lo rishus la'achzir ponov l'tzibur, he has no right to turn his face to the people until the shliach tzibur finishes his prayer, then you can turn your face around. So in other words, you can't turn around till the shliach tzibur finishes his prayer. You can't go back. Means to turn you backwards. You have back around. So you have to wait for the shliach tzibur to finish his prayer. But you still can't go back to your place in a place where possible, as we said before, then you should wait for kedusha, as explained. But if you want to turn your face around, only after the shliach tzibur, but you can't turn your face around before the shliach tzibur. They're more strict to stay in the place you stepped. Don't turn around or anything. Just stay in the place you stepped, just like, and you have your feet together, just like you're in the davening. Until the shliach tzibur comes to kedusha, and it's best to worry about their words, to do that in such a way. To go back and stand there with your feet straight. And like,
until he finishes kedusha.
Until you get to kedusha, so then you go back to the place where you were, and after kedusha, then you're done. Now, when you're stepping back, so first you start with your left foot. Because when a person walks, normally you put with your right foot first. That's why here you do first the left foot. To show that it's difficult for you to say goodbye to Hashem. So you don't want to use your right foot, you're going to start with your left foot. For that same reason, a person whose stronger foot is his left foot, it's just maybe, I guess, a lefty for the hand would also apply to the lefty of the foot. I'm not sure. Over here he calls him a left-handed, left-footed person, iteregel, when you kick the ball, you can see, a righty, I'm not sure if it goes together. Does your right hand go along with your right foot, or that could be different, I'm not sure. But because he calls him here iteregel. So, so he would do first his left foot, which is his right foot, that's the weaker foot over here, shuimin kolodon, which is the right of all person. So basically you'd take one step with the left, then the right, and then again a left, and then you hold your feet together, then you stay together. Okay, but then when you go back, with your right foot again. 1, 2, and 3.
But the military.
Everything has it, yeah? The military?
Right.
Left, right, they go left, right, yeah. I don't know, good point. Subsection 6. Shir psius elu. What is the amount? How big is the steps? Now you're talking about being behind the wall. But here we're talking about, okay, what do we do? What is the amount of the steps that we're talking about? Minimally, that your thumb, your foot, your, what do they call
the toe
must should minimally touch the heel of the okay? And if it's a, let's say, a very squeezed place, it's not as list, the fish, so still you should do that. Even a small place, you should still do that. Because anything less than that would not be counted as a step. So a step is at least minimally one step behind. He says, to begin with, one shouldn't step big steps like this, like we also called the psia gasa. That would seem running away from the king, you know, like running away. So go, just small steps. Subsection 7. Also, the shliach tzibur, the one who's leading the services, when he's doing his quiet amida, the beginning, he has to also step back three times. But once he repeats the prayer in a loud voice, ain't tzorich lachzir l'psoy gimel psius, he doesn't have to go back to do the three steps again, because mipnei shesemech al psius shebseif hakadosh shalom, because he can rely on the steps that he does at the end of the complete kaddish, which he says later on, shetiknu chachamim l'shliach tzibur achal kol tefila. The Chachamim instituted after every prayer to say Tiskabel. But we interrupt between that with the order of reading the Torah. So technically the Kaddish we say after Volitzion is the Kaddish that comes right after the Amida. But we delayed a little bit with the Sefer Torah, Kedusha, Halal, was after Kaddish. And Halal, when we say Halal, we also say it, and Avinu Malkeinu. When we say Tachanun, V'kol Kayetzu B'hem, Shekulun Seder HaTfilah Boim, because they're all in the order of the prayer, but the kaddish that follows them, that goes back mainly for the main prayer of the Amida. So the kaddish tiskabel, the kaddish shalom that we say, is really for the Amida. So if the shliach tzibur wants to go back after his repetition, we need not protest against them, we can let him do it. If he did not do the quiet, he's only going up, doing it out loud. So sometimes the shliach tzibur can just do, he hasn't done the quiet amida, he just went up to do the loud amida. Then he must step back the three steps after he prays out loud. Besides the steps that's after the kaddish, because he did, that's his quiet amida. So with the first, the regular one, they can rely on the kaddish. That's the additional one. But in this one, relying on the kaddish is for, I guess, he doesn't say why, because he's not doing, he's only doing one amida. But because there's interruption maybe and everything else, so he should do the steps back for his regular davening. And if it's a repetition, you can rely on the other kaddish. But since by him it's not a repetition, you should do it right away. Finally, Sif Ches. When the shliach tzibur repeats, this is a repetition of the prayer, ain't tzarich lemi yilrotzin. It doesn't say the yilrotzin. We do, it says, b'seif atfila. At the end of the prayer. Mipnei shesoymech al tiskabot tzloysin v'sayv kaddish. Because we rely on the tiskabot tzloysin, accept our prayers at the end of kaddish, which is similar to yilrotzin. So he doesn't have to say it. That's one opinion. But yashemrim shetzarich lemer. One says it should say yilrotzin b'seif atfila. The noigim kisvara rishayna custom is like the first, v'afam kain, tavlochus l'svara achreina. It's best to worry about the latter opinion, which is what we do. The shliach tzibur quietly also says, yilrotzin imrefi, at the end of his prayers.